USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that FBI agents raided his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Law enforcement officials did not immediately respond to requests for comment on Trump's claims. The focus of the investigation was not immediately clear. The U.S. National Archives and Records Administration in February notified Congress that it had recovered about 15 boxes of White House documents from Trump's Florida home, some of which contained classified materials. Ukraine wants the West to ban all Russian travelers. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is hoping to push Western leaders to put more pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a Washington Post interview published Monday, Zelensky argued that the current sanctions on Russia are weak and said a travel ban and a toll embargo on Russian energy would send a powerful message. I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The White House says President Biden is experiencing some lingering effects of COVID following his rebound infection. But at Tuesday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president's cough is not unusual.
We had actually said that this was a possibility. We had been clear about that. We actually shared that he has an inhaler that he uses from time to time because he has experienced coughs, as you've heard him from even before COVID.
Police in Albuquerque have made an arrest.
Police in Albuquerque are announcing an arrest in connection with a string of murders that have rocked the Muslim community.
We arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed and charged him for the murder of two Muslim men in our community.
That's Police Chief Harold Medina. The two murders remain under investigation, and detectives will continue to work with the district attorney's office on potential charges for those. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The FBI search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate marked a dramatic and unprecedented escalation of the law enforcement scrutiny of the former president. But the Florida operation is just one part of one investigation related to Trump and his time in office. The potential legal peril from multiple quarters comes as Trump lays the groundwork for another presidential run in 2024. He's denied any wrongdoing and worked to cast Monday's search as a weaponization of the criminal justice system and a political ploy to keep from another term in office, though the Biden White House said it had no awareness that the current FBI director was originally appointed by Trump. New legislation in the state of Massachusetts aims to increase health care access to people for reproductive and gender-affirming services. It incorporates many measures that were first laid out in an executive order issued by Governor Charlie Baker in the hours after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. He says the law is necessary to make sure the state can handle what they believe will be an increase of people looking for services.
We want to make sure that we have the resources and the framework legally and clinically that will make it possible for them to access those services.
And Olivia Newton-John, the Australian-raised singer and actress who became a pop sensation in the 1970s, starred in the 1977 smash hit Grease and underwent a sultry makeover with her mega-selling 1981 hit Physical, died Monday at her ranch in Southern California after a lengthy battle with cancer. She was 73 years old. This is USA Radio News.